The Burt Show.
All right, I've got some audio that's been left over for like the last 3 or 4 days. Some of this stuff I have to run after 8:30, so I'm glad the timing on it is happening right now. This is a TV anchor up in New York City who was trying to say top cop.
Uh-oh.
As in police officer.
No.
During the 6 o'clock news in New York City.
Lucy, thank you. Tonight, New York City's former top cop, Bernard Carrick, ordered to make an unexpected trip to jail.
Whoops.
Too many.
I think he had to make a formal apology to that officer later.
Well, no, because that officer's like, well, thank you very much.
Right.
Lucy, thank you. Tonight, New York City's former top cop, Bernard Carrick, ordered to make an unexpected trip to jail.
You know, he could have liked both honors, you know.
Sure, yeah. If I'm the dude, I'm like, yeah, you hear refer to me to last night on the news?
Yes.
These come from, I haven't listened to these yet, so I don't know if they're really good or suck, but one website has these as some of the most bizarre online dating videos of all time. So these would be video profiles that you put up online.
Okay.
And the first one.
Oh, Lord.
Melissa, you may know more about this than I do.
Uh-oh.
Comes from UTARU. Is that some kind of sci-fi handle?
I don't know.
UTARU?
Not that I know of, but is it a geeky
profile? I think it's
profile?
A geeky one. I think we got a geeky profile ahead.
Okay.
Well, I want people to know about me is I'm sort of a wild and crazy guy, really spontaneous, really strange. I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of normal, down to earth. I mean, I live at home with my parents, although that shouldn't be a distraction against people. I really care about things and the people that I know about. I'm very friendly. I'm very outgoing if you get to know me. And, I mean, unfortunately, I also find myself a little bit shy, and that's why I'm sort of doing this. I guess my biggest turn-on would be a great conversationalist, someone who I'm able to talk with, I'm intrigued with, has a nice voice, and has great eyes, of course. And, I mean, even through glasses, and I'm able to, like, just chat away without any realizing what the time is. Nope, no tattoos, no earrings, none of that sort of stuff. I'd rather have the pure naturalness as opposed to, say, putting some weird stuff on me, except for my glasses. But then again, I sort of need them to see, and I think they're really
joke.
Cool.
Okay, it's not awful.
Awful. If that is real to all geeks everywhere, seriously, I mean, that, you know, what a stereotype. Were there tape in his glasses when he was talking?
I'm just looking for somebody to have fun with. That's it. I'm not into having a long-term relationship, and I don't want to get married again ever. My idea of heaven would be to go out with as many hot guys as possible.
Oh, no.
I want to do voiceovers.
Oh, God.
I've been on the radio quite a bit, but I want to do it, like, as a part-time thing. Not to make money, but because I love hearing myself on the radio. If romance was like food, I'm a glutton because I am always hungry, and I'm hungry right now. I love to eat. You should date me because I'm not boring, I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you played a song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, my God.
Should hook her up with the dude with the glasses.
Oh, my God.
Should I go on those, or are those kind
of
lame?
Well, it made me think of something, though. Is there, like, does everybody have a song that if somebody played it, like...
Your aphrodisiac song?
Yeah, your seduction song.
404-741-Q100. It would say a lot about you. Like, if a girl told me, if you put that Nine Inch Nails song on and we're going to get it, it's going to be a wild night.
You're going to have claw marks in your back.
Yeah, that's going to be a painful night. It's probably going to be some wax. I'm walking out of that place with burn marks.
Mine is It's a Small World.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Appropriate. This is Jeremiah.
I'm looking for a person that wants to have fun, likes to go out, and just basically have fun with. I would have to say my favorite motto is have fun, stay young, drink Pepsi. Because you only have so much fun, and why not stay young mentally and enjoy life for what it truly is? My dream vacation would be going to Jamaica, sipping a margarita on the beach, staring into the sun, as the music in the background plays something really good. I like to drink lots of alcohol, answer dating questions, and not know what I'm saying until I look on the internet and say, no, Jeremiah, what did you do? No. And then I just laugh at it all and move on to the next.
Wow. Too much Pepsi.
Seriously.
Staying young.
He lost where he was. He's like, hey. Wait, what's my name again?
Ronald looking for himself a nice girl also.
What I'm looking for.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Beautiful. Any person that wants to go out with me.
Sling Blade, man.
Sling Blade, yeah.
If that's what you want to know. Well, I can't date a woman that walk out on you 5 minutes. Then they tell you they want a dollar or two to get them a drink and walk out the door and not come back.
The thing I value most in women is?
Most valuable, most women. Well, passion, loving, caring. I'm not a sit-at-home guy, so I like to get out and do things. So if that's what y'all want to do, let's hop on and ride and let's go.
I am fairly certain that is a Bulldogs fan right there.
I thought it was an actual bulldog who could just talk.
Freaky songs?
Yes. Seduction songs.
Seduction
like the song,
songs?
If somebody put this song on, you would not resist.
Then after we take these calls, I've got one more thing to play for you. It's Barry White was cutting a commercial and couldn't get it right, and he got so frustrated he just started cussing his way through the whole commercial. Oh. But to hear him cuss in that Barry White voice is still sexy.
It's hilarious. Yeah, Barry White has to, yeah, that's a seduction song for a lot of people.
Hey,
a lot
Van,
of babies made.
Hey, Van,
Barry.
Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Okay,
good.
What is your seductive song?
Oh, my God. Justify My Love is an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good Madonna. Good one.
Dude, yeah, when she was cool. Now she's just freaky.
Yeah, I can feel the sexiness in that one. That's good. Thank you.
Hey, okay, go Gators.
Go Gators.
How dare you.
What the hell?
I like her.
Really?
I like her.
You.
Yeah, Windy Seduction song is the Gators fight song.
Exactly. Isn't it everybody's?
Hey, Whitney, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My song would be Birthday Sex. It doesn't even have to be your birthday to get it onto that
That's
song.
That's funny.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling all that sexy to it.
Yeah.
Sexual healing, Becca was going to say also.
Sexual healing.
All right, That's this a good is one. This is Barry White. Well, I don't think he's not with us anymore, is he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Barry White passed away?
I don't know.
He did pass away.
He did?
He did.
Michael
Johns.
Oh, my God, there's an Australian ghost in here.
Michael Johns just stepped in studio. Come on, grab a mic, dude.
How you doing, Atlanta?
Good. Good How's school?
Good morning. Good morning.
How's school? It was okay.
This is a recording from Barry White, who I think was doing either a PSA or a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had these days where we're in like a production studio and we're in a rush to get out of here and you just start messing up your lines. I'm guilty of it, I know. I just start cursing and turn into a little bitch, right?
Oh, wow.
Barry White had his little bitch day.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th for the first thing. I'm cutting a pot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third round. Hi, this is Barry White. Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, the reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas on Friday.
It's just not fair.
This these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals of this shit, man. I'm going to lay cut this shit off. All right, this, I'm going to pick it up to Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's
God, we have all done this.
Totally.
So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College in Courts cordially.
He's got 10 seconds
cordially
left.
Invite your ass to come on down.
He's done.
Hi, this is Barry White. Oh, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday. Ain't this a bitch?
Anybody who writes copy and it's bad copy, yes. That's what happens in the studio.
Shoot, I've had great copy and I just can't get through it. I've blamed it on the people that have written the copy.
That's great.
All right, we come back. Michael Johns, we've given him an open invitation. We said, look, when you're in Atlanta, just stop by whenever you want. So we did. Michael Johns in studio next, Q100.
These words up, man. I mean, he got words that he don't even need.
The Burt Show.